This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We don't have to tell you about those sharply higher average prices for the basics like food, gas, and housing. But now a new report could have a silver lining. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Commerce Department says prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, up slightly from last month. Compared with a year earlier, inflation stayed unchanged at 2.5%. The report comes a week after Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted inflation is steadily falling, setting the stage for the Fed to start lowering its key interest rate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Harris says if she wins the White House in November, the prices you pay for things will be a priority for her.
Harris told CNN's Dana Bash that one of her highest priorities as president would be to strengthen the middle class.
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy. I've already laid out a number of proposals in that regard, which include what we're going to do to bring down the cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do to invest in families, for example, extending the child tax credit.
Harris also said that she's unwavering in her commitment to Israel's defense and its ability to defend itself, but she says that civilian deaths have been too high in the Israeli offensive. I'm Donna Water.
This morning, the Israeli military says it's finished a big operation in two southern Gaza cities. It says it killed 250 militants during the operation. Venezuelans awoke this morning to a major power outage in the capital, Caracas, and several states. President Nicolas Maduro's government called it electrical sabotage. NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were killed last night when they were hit by a suspected drunk driver while riding their bikes, say police, in their home state of New Jersey. This is AP News. At the Paralympics in Paris, an Afghan Taekwondo athlete has made history.
Zakia Kudadadi has made history at the Paris 2024 Paralympics by becoming the first athlete from the refugee Paralympic team to win a medal, a bronze in the women's Taekwondo 47-kilogram category. When the final buzzer sounded at the Grand Palais in Central Palace, Kudadadi erupted in joy, throwing her helmet and mouthpiece into the air. Born without a forearm, she began practicing Taekwondo in secret at age 11 in a hidden gym in her hometown of Herat, Western Afghanistan. Following the rise of the Taliban in 2021, she was evacuated from the country. She settled in Paris and was later offered the opportunity to compete with the refugee team at the Paris 2024 Paralympics. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Here at home, the Postal Service says it's ready for the flood of election mail and better positioned than it was 4 years ago to handle it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.